Today we're diving into Shuffle in Ableton Live 12, and we're using it the way jungle and old-school drum and bass really love it. With modern punch, vintage soul, and that rag-ready rolling energy. If you've ever heard a beat that feels like it's dancing a little bit behind the grid, but still hits hard and stays tight, that's the vibe we're building here. And the good news is, in Ableton Live 12, you do not need to overcomplicate it. You just need to think in layers, a solid backbone, some swung top-end movement, a few ghost notes, and a breakbeat texture that gives the whole thing character. So first, set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for classic jungle and old-school D&B energy. Then create a new MIDI track, load up a drum rack, and set yourself a 4-bar loop. 4 bars is important, because shuffle is easier to feel when the groove has a little time to breathe and evolve. 1 bar can lie to you, 4 bars tells the truth. Now let's build the foundation. Start with a simple D&B spine. Put your kick on beat 1, the end of 2, and beat 3. Put your snare on 2 and 4. Keep it clean and simple. This is your anchor. This is what keeps the listener grounded even when the top end gets slippery and swung. At this stage, resist the temptation to make everything busy. A lot of beginners think the groove comes from adding more and more notes, but in jungle, space is part of the rhythm. The gaps matter. Next, add closed hi-hats. Start with straight 8ths or 16ths, whatever feels easier to hear. Don't worry about swing yet. Just get the basic hat pattern happening. Once that's in place, bring in the groove pool. In Ableton Live 12, open the groove pool and grab a swing groove from the stock library, something like swing 16-55 or swing 16-57. Drag that groove onto your hat clip. That's your first big move. Keep the groove subtle at first. A good starting point is timing around 60%, random very low, and velocity with just a little movement. You want the hats to feel alive, not drunk. And here's a really important teacher tip. Don't swing everything equally. For this style, the kick and snare should stay mostly reliable. They're your downbeat compass. The hats, shakers, percussion, and break fragments are where the shuffle really lives. That's where you can push and pull the feel. Now let's humanize those hats. Open the MIDI editor and vary the velocities. Make some hats strong, some softer, some medium, some just barely whispering. A good beginner range is around 90 to 110 for stronger hats, 60 to 85 for offbeats, and 35 to 55 for ghosted little taps. That contrast is what stops the groove from sounding like a machine loop. Also, shorten some hats. Let most of them be tight and crisp. Maybe leave one or two a little longer, but don't turn the whole thing into a wash. Jungle hats often feel like they snap and disappear. Snap and disappear. That little stutter is part of the movement. Now we get to one of the most important ingredients, the break. If you want that authentic jungle and old-school movement, even a simple programmed beat benefits massively from a chopped break or a break loop underneath it. Drop in an amen style or funk break on an audio track, warp it to the project tempo, and if needed, either slice it to MIDI or leave it as audio and line it up to the grid. If you're using audio, set warp to beats and adjust the transient so it locks properly. If it feels too stiff, ease back on some warp markers. If you're slicing to MIDI, slice by transients or 1/16 and start rearranging little pieces. The goal is not to replace your program drums. The goal is to add the human, broken, slightly wild breakbeat energy that gives jungle its soul. Think of it like this. Your kick and snare are the engine, and the break fragments are the personality. Now let's make that snare sound expensive. Layer your snare with 2 or 3 elements if you can. A main snare for punch, a clap for width and attitude, and maybe a rim or ghost layer for character. Stack them in the drum rack, so they hit together, then process the whole snare pad. A simple chain works well here. Use EQ8 to cut low rumble, maybe below 100 to 150 Hz. If it needs body, give it a little boost around 180 to 250 Hz. Then add a bit of presence around 2 to 5kHz so it cuts through the mix. After that, try drum bus for a bit of drive and transient lift, but go easy on the boom. Then a touch of glue compressor to tie the layers together. And finally a little saturator with soft clip-on for bite and density. That gives you a snare that feels modern and powerful, but still keeps some of that raw old-school attitude. Now add more movement with shakers, percussion, and ghost hits. This is where shuffle really comes alive. Add a shaker loop or a few shaker hits and let them dance around the beat. Then swing them a little more than the kick and snare. It's common to use more groove on hats and shakers than on the main drums. You can push the timing a bit further here, maybe 60 to 75% timing, and a little random too if you want a more human feel. Then add ghost percussion, tiny wood blocks, Rim clicks, short tom ticks, little conga taps. Put them just before snares, just after snares, and in the little gaps between kick hits. These tiny notes create call and response energy. They make the beat feel like it's answering itself. And here's a subtle but powerful trick. Offset some notes slightly early and some slightly late. Keep the main snare mostly locked. Nudge some hats a little late for that rolling, lazy head nod feel. Move some ghost hits a touch early for nervous energy. That contrast between the locked center and the slippery top end is a huge part of Jungle Groove. If you compare the straight version and the swung version side by side, you'll hear the difference immediately. The swung version should feel more alive, more human, more like it's breathing. If it doesn't, don't just crank swing higher. Add velocity contrast. Move a few notes. Create stronger difference between the elements. That's an important point. Shuffle is not one swing amount. It's layers of movement working together. Now let's talk about the drum bus. On your drum group, use a simple chain. EQ8 first to clean up unnecessary low end and any harsh resonances. Then drum bus for a touch of drive and punch. Then glue compressor, but only lightly. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, not smashing the life out of the groove. After that, saturator with soft clip-on for density and utility if you need to keep the low end center. This chain helps you keep the drums warm, tight, and present without killing the bounce. And that bounce is the key. Do not swing every element the same way. A smart split is usually this. Kick and snare mostly straight. Hats and shakers more swung. Break slices somewhere in the middle, and vocals or ragged chops placed rhythmically against the drums without forcing them into the same groove. That contrast is what makes the rhythm feel tight and loose at the same time. Now think about arrangement. A loop is not a track. So once your groove feels good, make a 4-bar variation. Maybe bar 1 and 2 are the main groove, bar 3 adds an extra hat skip, and bar 4 brings in a snare fill or a little break turnaround. That kind of small variation keeps the listener engaged and makes the loop feel musical rather than repetitive. For a full arrangement, try this shape: intro with filtered drums and break fragments, first drop with the full shuffled groove and sub bass, breakdown with less kick and more top-end movement, then a second drop that brings back the groove with extra edits and fills. Use automation to open up an auto filter before the drop, brighten the hats, then let the full spectrum hit. When the drop lands, that contrast makes the shuffle feel bigger. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't overswing everything. If the whole beat gets too loose, it loses authority. Second, don't overcrowd the rhythm. Leave gaps. Third, don't let the snare drift so far that it stops anchoring the bar. Fourth, don't keep all velocities the same. That's a fast way to sound robotic. And fifth, don't ignore the break. If you want old-school DNB flavor, the break texture matters. If you want to push the vibe darker and heavier, pair the shuffle with a steady sub bass. Let the bass be controlled and simple so the drums can breathe. You can also add a quiet noise layer, some vinyl-style texture, or a little grid in parallel using saturator or drum bus on a send. That gives character without turning the mix into mush. A great beginner practice exercise is to build a 2-bar shuffle jungle loop at 174 BPM. Program kick and snare, add closed hats, apply swing to the hats only, sprinkle in a few ghost percussion hits, and tuck a chopped break underneath. Then make bar 2 slightly different from bar 1. When it feels good at low volume, you're onto something real. If it works quietly, it usually works even better once the bass and effects come in. So here's the big takeaway. Shuffle in Ableton Live 12 is not just about raising a swing percentage. It's about deciding where the groove should feel loose and where it should stay locked. Keep the kick and snare solid. Swing the hats, percussion, and breaks. Vary your velocities. Add ghost notes. Use light processing for punch and warmth. And build small variations so the track keeps moving. That's how you get the balance. Modern punch, vintage soul, ragga energy, and that rolling jungle bounce that hits with attitude. Now go build it, and trust the groove.